Hi guys, I'm Sam.
And I'm Jess. And we are...
Peas from the same pod.
So Sam, hello!
Hiya love.
Oh my god, I can't believe we're doing this today.
It's making me a bit emotional if I'm honest.
It's weird, it's so bizarre. So, for everybody listening, this is our very last catch-up.
Ever?
Well... Of this season. We'll see what the future holds. But oh my god, like, it's quite bizarre because it feels like we've obviously done so much, but it's actually been quite a short space of time when you think about, like, I know the idea, like, say, is probably for the first half of this year, but by the time we got up and running, I think we've achieved a lot in a small space.
Yeah, I think the one good thing that we've had from it is that we've both been very on the ball. I mean, granted, we didn't have jobs and we literally sat at home for God knows how long doing absolutely nothing apart from the podcast. So I suppose we did have a bit of a head start. But yeah, it was kind of refreshing because we were both on the same page. And we always said from the beginning that we want it to be something that we will always enjoy rather than it becoming a chore. And I think we can 100% say that we've ticked that box, you know.
Absolutely. Like gambling, when the fun stops, stop.
And this is why I'm terminating your contract today.
No, it has been amazing. We did just want to start off as well by saying thank you to the three people who have tuned in every week. Your tuning in really has meant the world to us. No, but seriously, thank you for listening, everyone. We really hope that we've brought some fun, some light and some laughter to your Thursdays.
Absolutely.
Today, we are not with a guest. It's just going to be me and you, isn't it?
Yeah, which is strange, having to try and force conversation out of each other for the next 40 minutes, you know. But I'm sure we'll do pretty well. It's just whether anyone actually wants to listen to us ramble on about pure and utter shite.
This is true. This is very true. So what we're going to do today, in the absence of a guest, is we just wanted to take a second to chat to each other a little bit, maybe play some games with each other based on stuff that we've done across the series, and also have a little look back at some of the bits that that we've enjoyed
together. <That's it. laughs> Just, without further ado, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start you off with my first question. You know now, probably from listening, all of those three people, that I am the deep one of the two of us. I always love a deep, meaningful chat. I'm always that person on a night out that loves sitting out under the gazebo once everyone's gone to bed, putting the world to rights. So my questions are quite based on... Quite based? That was quite a nice terminology of English, wasn't it, really? Are based on that sort of subject. So my first one for you would be, what is something you think everybody needs to go through in life?
Ooh. Everyone needs to go through therapy. No, but I do strongly believe that everybody should have therapy. I really do believe therapy, whether you think you've got issues or not, therapy's amazing.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Moving away from their hometown.
Yeah.
I think I would put on the list of, like, something I would tell absolutely anyone and everyone to do. Because even if you land back, like, I'm back literally in the house that I've lived in since I was 18 months old. Just moving away from your local area, you just meet so many different people, so many different ways of living, so many different ideas and thought processes. It just broadens your way of thinking. And obviously you can then decide what you want to take from it. But it is lovely to kind of get different perspectives on life.
100%. No, I agree with you on that one. I think it just changes you as a person. Then you come back to your hometown after so long away and you're like, oh, what's happening here?
Yeah. Like, and there are bits that I'm like, oh, in moving away from my hometown that I really missed. You know, there's a real sense of community where I live now that I didn't get when I moved away. So that, you know, there are pros and cons. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I would recommend everyone to do that. That was a good one. So my next question is, we are currently in, even though we feel the pandemic's kind of behind us, we do still have some restrictions in place and we're allowed up to 6 people at a table in a restaurant. So Sam, you've booked a table for 6.
Oh God.
And you're allowed to pick 5 celebrities to join you on that table. Who's joining you on
I've
why?
Never played this with 6. I've always had 4. So I struggled with that one as well because I quite like being on my own. No, no one, myself. So my first one would have to be Adele because I just love her. I think she's great. Yeah. She can sing to me, laugh with me, do shots with me. I think she's got a bit of everything. I love her.
Yeah.
I would love to have Alan Carr as well because I think he's hilarious and he's just someone that always makes me.
And he's a great friend of Adele's.
Exactly, that's already set up. As long as they didn't sit next to each other because I'd get annoyed if they just had their own thing going on.
Gel.
Freddie Mercury, because I find his journey very interesting. It's something that I'm like...
Okay, we're resurrecting people, that's okay.
Oh, is that not allowed?
No, it wasn't, but it is now. didn't know you had those sort of skills.
This is really difficult, isn't it? Like, I don't really get that starstruck, which is stupid.
Oh, well, right.
No, I get awkward, actually, more than anything.
I'm just so surrounded by celebrities. Like, I just find it really difficult to become starstruck.
I would go with Emma Thompson. I feel like she would be a great person just to have around the table.
She'd be wonderful.
This is really difficult. I would love to have Gillian Anderson because I love her and there's just something that I feel that I want something from her.
I love that.
So a lot of people wouldn't... Oh, is that all? I'm great. Here we go.
That's your table. So you're having Adele, Alan, Freddie, Emma and... Gillian Anderson.
I'll probably change my mind up tomorrow, but hey, it's okay.
Maybe they could come for brunch and then you could organise a dinner with another.
I'll have to go to dinner on my own because it'd all be a bit overwhelming.
I like that table.
It's all right, isn't it? I think you'd have a good time. It's nice to go. I think the good thing...
Bit of a shame that I'm not going to be there, but...
Last time I checked, you wasn't famous, but that's okay.
Think you'll find I've actually got quite a successful podcast running now. So
clearly not, because you just got your P45 sent in the post. This is the last episode. I think as well, a good thing about is combining those two questions together, not saying that we're ever going to sit at the table with those 6 people, but I mean, going from moving away from home and being able to pick people that you're going to learn something from. And I think that kind of ties us into, like, with our podcast as a thing. It's been so amazing learning about different people's journeys and how much stuff you can learn and take.
Do you know what? I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason.
Why are you about bringing to start something singing for good? I'm going to be sick.
Those lyrics are so true, though, aren't they?
Are you Kerry Love? Remember us.
We miss you.
Text you later.
As if we had Kerry Ellis on the show, I can't.
Don't.
I actually can't. Like, I still can't.
It's a lot, isn't it? That was a bit of a moment of blankness. You know that when people have a bit of a midlife crisis and all these weird things happen? I think that was our mid-podcast crisis that happened at that moment in time.
It was crazy. You were like, right, let's be bold. Let's get on Insta. Let's drop in some DMs and just put it out there. We've got this podcast to people that we love. And we're like, right, okay, popping it out there. Still waiting for Gemma Collins to get back in touch.
She's left us on red. No, she hasn't. She hasn't even read it. We're still in the message requests. It's deep and dark.
Yeah. And then... Kerry Ellis replies and we're like, nah, this is not happening.
But that can't happen. Like that was like, we were like, we've been sabotaged. Or even so, yeah. Someone's going to turn up on the screen dressed as Kerry Ellis and it's just all going to go downhill.
Yeah.
But it happened and it was amazing.
It's incredible. Absolutely amazing.
So my next question for you is going to be, if you could take three things on a desert island and one person to share the time with, who would you take and what three items?
Oh. Okay, so my three items I'm taking are... I mean, do I get signal?
No, you can't have a phone.
Oh, okay.
Are you joking? You never bloody pick your phone up when you're at home, let alone on a desert island. God Christ.
And if I was on a desert island, I'd have time to pick it up. Okay, so what am I taking? I'm taking... Oh, I feel like I should say a book, because that'll make me sound like I've got some sort of brain, but... Yeah, a book of some sort. I would love to... do you know what? I'm just realising I actually don't have many things. My bed. Like to have my bed with me.
Right. Bloody hell. Sorry, guys, if you haven't switched off already. Your bloody phone's probably gone on mute. Christ. You think we were the same sort of person? I'm there like, shots! Drink, party, and you're there like a bed, TV, and a book. And who's the person you'd spend it with? If you're going having a bed, a TV, and a bloody book, I hope you don't choose me. Christ. I'd have more fun with a crab.
It would have to be Michael.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What, would you not take your boyfriend with you if you were stuck on a desert island?
Well, yeah, but I mean... I could let exactly. You could go with anyone.
Oh, what, in the world?
Well, no, you've chosen Michael now.
I was going to say, I'd still pick Michael anyway.
I'd still pick Callum.
Okay, so next question for you is if you could actually live anywhere in the world permanently for the rest of your life, and you would never be allowed to move again, where would you go and why?
Oh, that's tough. That's really hard. Am I allowed two places?
No. Especially because you're such a non-committing kind of... You like to be
yeah,
here,
that
there
gives
and
me,
everywhere.
Like, the insides make my insides kind of... Oh, it's really hard. Okay, listen. Let me break the question down a little bit, because... Number one, it would definitely be a city, because I've learnt that I can't live in the middle of nowhere with nothing going on. I'm such a busybody. So having to try and sit at home because the pub is an hour and a half away would just not work for me. It would either be America or it would be Australia. So either one of those two places, like a Sydney or like a New York or like a Florida, somewhere like that, where there's a lot going on, but I love America as a place. There's just a lot of dark stuff going on there all the time, so it kind of are you going to get shot in the face? Like, I don't really know what's happening. But I also love Australia, but they're completely different vibes, because America is very like together, whereas Australia is very like, whoa, let's just go surfing, you know what I mean?
Oh my god, I love that vibe.
But yeah, either one of those.
Oh my god, did I tell you I went surfing this week
in Wales?
Yeah.
Christ, I bet you look like Jack and Rose in the Titanic when you come out that water.
I went surfing down Rest Bay in Porthcawl. I got on the bodyboard and everything. Literally. I don't know why you're laughing. It was seven metre waves. I did scratch my leg on a rock.
I've been surfing once and it's the worst thing I've ever had to do in my life. I thought if one of them waves smacks me in the face once more, that's going to be the end of it. I'm going to drown.
You do end up with like 12 ounces of salt water in your lungs. Yeah, but that's why I loved it and I want to do it more, because it wore me out. It was great.
Catch Jess and his bodyboard down Barry Island next Thursday. So my final question to you, and we ask a lot of our guests this question, what advice would you give a 5-year-old Jess?
Oh, Do you know what? I feel like it's a real kind of almost cop-out of an answer, but it really is just true. Just be authentically you.
Oh, I love that.
Be authentically you, because it took me such a long time, and I'm still kind of on the journey, I think, to get into that place where, number one, I'm comfortable with me, and number two, I'm not bothered about who else is comfortable about me.
Oh, it feels so good.
I spent so much of my life thinking, don't do that, don't be that, don't say that, because this person will think that, or that person's going to say that, whereas I really have got to a place, largely, not completely, where I'm like, do you know what, I'm just going to do me and be me, and whoever likes it, then that's great.
It's such a good feeling to have as well, that, and I'm not preaching that from being like, I've got there, and finally, because every single day you're learning something new about yourself. On the other hand, when you finally walk over or walk into that party and you go, I actually don't care who's just looked at me walking through that door.
Yeah.
I used to always be that person that was like, oh, meet me outside so that we can all walk in together. I don't care now. If you don't like it, cool. Take a picture, get me autograph and enjoy it because I'm here for a good time.
It's liberating.
It's so true.
Right, last question for you then, Sam. If you could make one thing either that is currently legal, illegal, or that is currently legal, illegal, what would it be?
Oh, that's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I picked it.
What is currently illegal at this moment in time and I can make it non-illegal?
Or the other way around. It's currently legal, but you'd rather it was illegal.
Anything to do with COVID needs to become legal because I'm sick to the high heavens with it, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
And I hate even giving it airtime on any form of platform and talking about it. But just, like, I just can see all of these people. Like, we have a little church down the road where they've been giving out vaccinations. If you wish to go in queue, you can do when they've got some left over. So obviously the queue's been quite long. And then all of a sudden all the anti-vaxxers turn up and they're all like, wow, you putting this in your body, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, you don't have to have it. If you don't want to have it, don't have it. That's absolutely okay. And I respect anyone that chooses that's not right for them, which is fine. But don't then preach that everyone's out living their best life and you can't do so because you haven't been vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated, don't. If you don't want to go out, don't go out. But just let me live my life.
Would be my answer. I feel you. I feel like they're on par with people from certain groups that knock on your door and try and give you a lot of information. And you're like, listen, that's wonderful for you, but I'm here trying to watch Judge Judy. Can you leave me?
So, Jez, I need to ask you, in mid-break in our podcast this week, I want you to choose a song. What is your song of this week?
Can you kiss me more? So I want to pick a song which I'm listening to a lot at the moment. I'm loving it in the gym. And it's Doja Cat, Kiss Me More.
What a bloody tune.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. It's
good. I was jiggling about in my seat.
So, Sam, having a little look back then at the podcast across the last 10 weeks, maybe 11, because we missed a week, but we'll talk about that another time. There have been some apps. I mean, every single guest has been phenomenal. I have loved it. What would you say if you had to pick out just three top moments from across the podcast? What would they be?
Well, I'm not going to include Kerry Ellis because we've already spoken about her, but she was a monument and moment Monumentin? Is that the right word?
It is now.
That.
Monumental.
It was great. One of my favourite things was when we released our first episode and we listened to it back together and we were just like, we've got something here that works, and we were just laughing and tying into that, I've had the best time doing it, and that for me beat whether we had one listener or whether we had hundreds, which we have had on various episodes, which has been amazing, but just yeah. I've had the best time, and I wouldn't, even if I no one listened to a single episode, we've done it for us, and I've loved every second. What would be your first top moment?
Oh yeah, I loved that as well. When we first sort of heard it, it was like, oh my god. I've got to say, I think the first one that kind of occurs to me was one of our first, in fact it was our first guest, was Danielle, and the story you got her to tell about crawling through the fireplace, it crucified me. I love that.
I still, even when she talks about it now, like, I cry. Like, it's like an instant story that makes tears run down my face. I don't know whether it's because I know what happens that makes it funnier as she's telling the story, but it just, yeah.
For me, it's the line where she says, I've crawled in there and I've said to him, you need to press that button. And before I could finish, he's pressed it. And I'm like, yeah, you needed to do that. After I went back out.
Oh my god, it's brilliant. Too much. I think my next one would have to be Big Soph. Just when she was talking about giving birth, and just, we know Soph as a person, and she's just so real and to the point. There is no bullshit Billy behind her. She's going to tell you how it is. And just when she, it was the line when she was like, I think I've wet myself. And the midwife was like, no, you haven't, Sophie. Just get back on the bed and just carry on. And she was like, don't you tell me what I can and can't do. And it just made me laugh so much.
It was brilliant. That and the bleached arse.
Oh, don't.
So my next one, I think, has got to be, again, another story which you already knew about, but I'd heard about but hadn't heard firsthand. It was getting Steph Parry to tell us that story about saving Mamma Mia when she ran from one theatre to the other. That was amazing.
It gives me goosebumps, like, even thinking about it now, how, like, she told us that whole story, and actually within 17 minutes that all happened in, and we're like, could you imagine, like, that? What an incredible thing, and she just... she does. She blows me away every day. Like, I just look at the woman and I think, you're just a powerhouse. You got
absolute
it.
Absolute pro.
Like, it is just, yeah, it's crazy.
Amazing. Give us your last one then, Sam. Oh,
my last one, and again, this is a bit of a weird, strange one. It's not a strange one at all, but it's basically when I told you the story about when I went to see Courtney in Hairspray, and... Yeah. She, that first moment she come on as Tracy, I just even talking about it now, it just makes my heart, like,
yeah,
just,
I got, when you were telling that, my heart was racing, when you were like, boom, 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 tsh,
oh, boom, and I think boom. As well, it's really strange, when you get a bit older, you become very, very grateful and proud and driven by the people around you, and it's not about you being jealous, because I think there is a natural part of that in your life when you're 18, to be like, oh god, they're getting booked for everything, and they're getting every single job, and now it's so lovely when you're older to go, I'm so proud to come and watch you do something, and go, that was incredible, and you were amazing, and that was right for you. And I think that's a great kind of thing to go on. What's your last one?
I think it was... my last one, probably, I really enjoyed having Andy on the show. And it, because for someone who I grew up on the soaps, and it was so kind of like, oh my god, wow. To hear him say in his interview after 20 years of being on the show that he still pulls up to the gates and goes, oh my gosh. And feels that
makes me go cold.
And that. Yeah. I was like, that is so lovely to hear. Like, who, a guy who just obviously 100% deserves his
job. And
he's
so humble, isn't he? Like, you literally just talk to him and he's so normal. I know that sounds silly thing to say because everybody's normal, I guess, but he's just someone that's in... I don't think he really processes what he does for a job and how that's launched into every single person's living room however many nights a week, and it's just people are like, it's crazy. So,
it's amazing.
Jess, I want to ask you, what is next for you individually?
Oh, that's an interesting question because I don't know. I think we just have to kind of... It's one of those moments now, isn't it, where you're going, okay, now things are starting to get into a kind of place of normality. Where am I going with it and what am I doing? Mm-hmm. What I would like to happen is I would actually like to start teaching... sort of like set up a little either a drama school or even just a drama class of my own. So I think I'd like to do that. I just want to try and... I think as I'm approaching my 30s, I'm 30, I know, coming up. I think I'm really kind of going, I want to try and create a life. Like, I'm all about creating that life where waking up to go to work in the morning isn't a dread. It's something that... you wake up going, I'm really looking forward to today.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of, so I don't know exactly what's next, but that's where my focus is. Alongside, hopefully, I would like to try and buy a house or a flat or a barn conversion. I don't know.
I'd love to live in a barn conversion. That would just be the joy.
What about you? What's coming up for you, Sam?
Well, obviously flying, going back to... my job as cabin crew. I've just got all of my exams come through, which I'm having a bit of an internal breakdown about, and they've given me a week's notice, so that's kind of great. Haven't flown for a best part of 8-9 months now, so I'm kind of like, I don't know.
So what, you've got to do all these exams online?
No, I've got to go into Heathrow, whack the uniform back on, even though I'm now doubled in size. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But I think with lockdown, you have to take the positives from the negatives and go, I've really had time to kind of channel what's important to me and what things you're grateful for. And I think it gets to the point where you go, I need to drive to see my friends more and to go out and do stuff more. And I'm always out and about, but life is so short and that got taken away from us so quickly last year. And I just think, mate, if you've got that day off, go and do something. Don't sit indoors and watch a TV program. You can do that at some other point. Go out, go and see your friends, make memories and just have the best time. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily great to go, what's your 5-year plan? Because everything changes. Do what makes you happy. And if for a second you hit a point where it's not ticking the boxes or not tickling your fancy, then change it. Change it. Because
or not tickling your box.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Sam, we are due to be reunited in January 2022.
Snap it! We're going to
the Mighty Hoopla Weekender.
No, I can't wait.
So, who knows? Well, these guys may get a podcast live from Butlins next year.
Could you imagine? I think the thing that just spikes to me really is, and I'm not taking this bloody microphone to Butlins because it's not going to come back looking like that.
It needs to get packed.
I know.
No, literally, I just absolutely can't wait for that. And like, just can't wait to see you in the flesh, because believe it or not, guys, this has all been done over Zoom.
We've not seen each other.
Which I think is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm proud because we actually both said that this was never going to work.
Yeah, and it has.
Yeah, I'm super proud.
Oh, Sam, it's been absolutely amazing, and I just want to thank you for being so on it, so together with it, and driving it as well, and for making it so fun. I've absolutely enjoyed every single episode that we've done.
Oh, and you know, same back to you. Thank you for being my right-hand man through it. Like, we've both done this together, and it's I think we've both had a shock to the system of how difficult it actually was. I think we thought it was going to be a lot easier, and we've really, really put in effort and really shared the load of everything we've done throughout every week with like editing and the putting out and the uploading and the socials, and everything has kind of been a really, really shared. I don't feel like there's been for a second where we've gone, oh God, I've done everything. I think it has been very shared. And also,
yeah,
I love to share with everyone how honest we've been with each other. Like when there's been times we've not had the best week or something's not gone our way, we've gone, that's okay, cool, we'll record it next week. Like it's been so chilled out because we wanted to give it the best we could every week. Apart from when I was severely hungover whilst we were interviewing Kerry Ellis, because that was a really bad day, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the problem. That was the problem.
And you were like, Sam, like, I don't know what Sam, I can do for you.
We need to bring it.
Anyway, Jess, before we get emotional and get the tissues out, let's round this episode up.
Okay, so Sam, before we go, I would like to ask you, what song would you like to play us out with today?
This song has just come up in my mind, but Ico Ico. And it's the song that's like, my bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire.
Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Ico Ico Ane, chucking more fina anane, chucking more fina ne. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze with big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Aiko, aiko, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane.
Oh my God, I love that one.
Yeah. But anyway, guys,
I thought it was going to be Titanic Celine Dion, but there we go.
It's been emotional. Thank you to everyone listening, and thank you, Jess.
See you soon, Sam.
See you soon. Season 2 pending. Here we go.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want party,